The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 23 April 2018. Geez, almost a quarter of the year gone. Are we having fun yet? Well, we're going to have a little fun today. On today's program, Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John.
And we're minus Ron McDonald because Ronnie is going to get... Either he's going to get saved by the surgeon's knife or he's not going to make it past tomorrow morning surgery.
Well, we're going to keep positive thoughts.
Definitely.
Let me give you a little update. What the listeners probably don't know. Let me do it real quick here before we get on to other news. Ronald McDonald is going to have bypass surgery tomorrow, about 7:30 in the morning, on the Pacific Time Standard. He's already had two stents placed about 2 weeks ago. He's going to have another stent placed tomorrow morning, and then right out of the cath lab, he's going to go right to the OR and have bypass times two.
When you say times two, what does that mean?
Two vessels. They're going to bypass two areas of a vessel. Actually, two vessels.
Okay.
So he's going to have, so far he was, three stents total, and he'll have a bypass times two. So two areas that are blockages, they'll bypass that. And so this is quite a surgery. You know, for most people, this is not a big deal. This is a common surgery a lot. But Ron's got some other factors that I'm not really going to go into detail on it right now. But I'll say it's related to Agent Orange back in Vietnam, his exposure. So he's got some systems that are kind of, we got to watch, and they're a little iffy, and my fingers are crossed. And I made the appropriate calls last night to Orlene Kurla, and the clergy went out there, and they put their healing hands on him and did a lot of praying, and I'm praying on my side, and I know the listeners are praying. He's receiving a ton of email across the globe, and he is very pleased to see
And how many emails did he say?
I tried three times again, John. I haven't reached him again today.
Wow.
So I don't know. I think today the phone was tied up for a little while, and then later on it just kept ringing forever. So I think they're kind of getting all their ducks in a row. They took him down for some special procedures, making sure they got all everything's finalized, ready to go tomorrow morning. And he had some special tests every day going on today. I have yet to reach him. I'll try again sometime tonight after the show. I'll try to get a hold of him again and talk to him.
All right.
So
his kidney condition puts the negative on this little operation?
Yeah, it does. It does.
And how is that? I mean, what's the status there?
He had to drink a lot of fluid, and they had to put a lot of fluid through him because of the dye.
Right.
When they did the heart cath and find out the blockages where they were. So that dye has always kind of hit your kidneys. That's a concern. I told him last night, I said, Ron, drink water like you've never seen it. Just drink the hell out of water. Just drink tons of water. Flush your kidneys right now. Keep them hydrated. Keep the water through you. He's going to be on a heart-lung machine for at least 4 to 5 hours for this procedure. The heart, you know, the bypass. This, you know, he's going to come off the surgery having, if he goes back to his baseline for his kidneys, John, then we're in good shape. If he goes back to his baseline, mm-hmm. If he doesn't go back to his baseline, because he has a high baseline because his kidneys are not the greatest kidneys. So if he goes back to his baseline, we're in great shape. If he doesn't go back to his baseline, then you're probably looking at some dialysis. So I'm hoping, you know, that they'll hydrate him really good and that his kidneys will they'll hang in there. And
is he a candidate for a kidney transplant?
No.
Why?
No, I don't. You know, why wasn't he's the diabetes is probably the biggest issue on him. He's kind of a brittle diabetic. He's got vascular disease and he doesn't make a good candidate, no, because of the coronary artery disease also on top of that now.
Well, maybe he can buy one on the black market like everybody else is doing.
Well, you know, he has quite the sense of humor. I'm gonna work with Ron when he comes back home. But he's the worst on comic joke delivery and the formulation of a joke. He tried to pass off to me last night that in a serious tone of voice that the doctors came in and said, well, they've got a candidate for a heart transplant. And I said, what? He goes, we went from bypass, now we're a heart transplant? He goes, yeah, they're going to put a monkey's heart in me. And I said, I started laughing. I said, you screwed that joke up so bad. It's supposed to be a baboon heart. And then after that, the side effect is you'll probably have a craving for bananas and you'll probably do some grooming on your wife, picking the bugs off her head. So you screwed that joke up. And he goes, did I? I said, yeah, you did. Bad. So we're going to work on that.
Well, since you haven't reached him, when you call him,
yeah.
Tell him that he'd better not dare die. If he does, I'm going to come out there and kick his little keister. Is there a penalty against beating up cadavers? Is there a law against that?
Yeah, there is. Actually, there actually is.
Okay.
I can't believe I know that, but there actually is.
I can't believe you do either. Did you practice down at the funeral home for boxing?
No.
Just string them up and...
I just remember seeing some police, something about that. Yeah, it's actually against the law.
Wow. We've got a bombshell here for you today, and I invited Michael Herzog. That's been, if you want to know where Mr. Cottontail went, man, he dove down the rabbit hole deep, and he's got something here, and I queried him heavily. I play devil's advocate. And I ask him, is this stuff real? He says, absolutely. And then the follow-up question after we start discussing this, you'll see the reason why I asked Michael, okay, if something happens to Trump over this one, who's to take his place? Well, the answer to that, it sure as hell ain't going to be Mike Pence. Michael Herzog, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Just sitting on pins and needles, just waiting for stuff to take place.
I think there's a lot of us out there that are doing that, John, regarding Ron. You know, we all can just pray. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you guys are in his corner. We're all in his corner, you know. Well, listen, guys, are you strapped in?
I'm strapped sitting down and I'm strapped, man. Let me tighten up the buckle a little bit more. Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, I read the complete shell game report to my audience today, and for those of you who, you know, want to go back and listen to the archive of the show, you can listen to it. I'm going to give an overview here, and so I'm going to preface that by saying this. I know you might have a few more listeners today than you did yesterday because everybody on my show is waiting for what I'm about to say. But I want to say this, that for those of you who are waiting for all these arrests and have been and you're really disgusted because nothing's happened, I want to clear up the air and say that Donald Trump could not have walked into office and arrested the people. He could not have just started making arrests in the swamp. Now, they've spent 14 months of time building cases after cases. There, last time I was on your show talking about this, there was 18,000 sealed indictments. It's up to 24,455. Put that in context, that's in 6 months. The highest sealed indictment content of this century was in 2006, and that was only 1,007. So you can see how big this is.
Well, this falls in line with what Trump does. He either does it big or he goes home. 24,000 plus?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, simply put, the report that I read today that Scott Bennett, Officer Scott Bennett, counterintelligence in terrorism, this report proves the connections. And by the way, we have the executives, we have the politicians and so forth that attest to this. It proves the connections, it proves the funding, the training, the operatives, the players, the financiers behind Al-Qaeda, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, al-Nusra, and those players are, I'll name you just a few. I'm not going to go into a whole bunch of detail, but it's Obama, the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton, McCain, Brennan, Clapper, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm going to give you a timeline here real quick so you understand how this came together. In December of 2012, Mattis, who's still under the Obama administration, gets a copy of this report, the Shell Game report. He advises Obama of the report for Obama to read. January 25th of 2013, I don't know when Obama got to reading this, but Obama abruptly fires Mattis without even a phone call. Now, somewhere around March or April of 2014, and by the way, Scott Bennett was sending these out all over the place, Democrat, Republican, military, all over the place, okay?
So it was out there, it was out there, and the media didn't sniff it at all?
Nobody did, not even one of the congressmen or senators or anybody that picked up on it.
Gotcha.
But Mattis did. Somewhere around March or April of 2014, Michael Flynn gets a copy of the report. He reads it, and he briefs Obama, not knowing that Obama already knew about it, that he has the report. And Obama, already knowing what's in it, fires Flynn. Okay? Now, I believe that it was Flynn, Mattis, and other military that approached Trump. And by the way, your buddy over there across the pond, Alex Jones, will attest to this. He believes this, too, regarding the military is actually the one that asked Trump to run for president. So Flynn gets a copy of the report. He reads it and briefs Obama that he has the report. And Obama, already knowing what's in it, fires Flynn. June 16th, 2015, Trump announces his presidential run. June 29th, 2015, Field McConnell, of whom I've had on my show, writes Trump a letter briefing him and informing him about this the special executive services. I'll go into that another day if you don't know anything about that. But August 6th of 2015, Officer Scott Bennett sends a copy of the report to Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. That name ring a bell, guys? The one whose office was just raided?
First time in U.S. history that something like that has happened.
Throws the whole attorney-client privilege right out the window, which tells you that these guys are absolutely rabidly running scared. Copies of this report had been sent out to numerous congressmen and senators on both sides of the aisle by this time, and the bad guys knew what's in it, and they did nothing. What a surprise, huh? Trump introduces his generals, as you recall, on the campaign trail, and Obama, Clinton, Feinstein freak out because who's his top two? Mattis and Flynn. And they all knew that Mattis and Flynn knew about the report. Now you start to understand why these people have been acting like rabid dogs ever since the campaign. Now we see unfold the craziest, most vicious campaign ever undertaken in the history of this country. Now on the campaign trail, on September 8th, 2017, Hillary Clinton was interviewed in a hangar by Matt Lauer, and he asked her a question that was off script. And when it was over, Hillary went on a tirade behind the scenes, berating her staff, and in between expletives, she said, and I quote, "If that bastard wins, we're all going to hang," unquote. And the report circulating in the hands of Trump, Mattis, and Flynn, and others is the reason why, gentlemen. November 8th, Trump is elected. He announces, get this, and as an estate planner, I can understand this. He announces no salary. He removes his name off of all assets he owns as protection for financial attacks. He owns nothing on paper. November 10th, Trump meets with Obama at the White House and exits looking pale and sick. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so he thinks for the next week about what he's going to do. Now, this is a little speculation on my part, but I think I'm right dead on. He thinks about what he's going to do and about what he heard, and then he makes a decision. November 18th, he appoints Michael Flynn as the head of the NSA. Now, the NSA is in an advisor category, okay? John Bolton's in there now, but that's good because he can only advise. On December 1st, 2016, he appoints General Mattis as the Secretary of Defense, which, by the way, the Secretary of Defense chooses where to point the missiles. And it's the reason why the launched missiles, both not once but twice, have done no physical harm as far as humans are concerned. No, because they...
You were just going to give us the reason. I was just going to ask. What?
Ask what? Oh.
Why?
Go ahead.
Why the missiles? Was that an intentional miss?
Yes, absolutely. They tipped off Russia, and Russia tipped off Bashar al-Assad both times.
Okay.
Okay, now there's a reason for this, okay? It's called 3D chess. October 17th, 2017... Trump with about 80, this is a reminder here, Trump with about 80 military lawyer JAGs introduces them to the press as the calm before the storm. And if you remember, the press was all asking, what do you mean? Is that serious? What is that? He said, you'll find out. Then December 21st, 17, the same day that Mattis goes down to Guantanamo Bay, Trump signs the executive order for violations of international rights. And by the way, that was 3 days after Scott Bennett sent them the last memo of the report to the White House. 3 days after, he signs that executive order. Now, high-level people, gentlemen, all over the world are resigning, they're getting fired, and they're going to jail. All right? Now, March 1st, 18, Donald Trump, well, his lawyers, amends the military tribunals of court-martial. Okay? Now, this is all for a reason here. We know about the Patriot Act. We know about the Military Commissions Act. We know about the NDAA. Okay? But this is an amendment to be able to bring these people into a military tribunal just like Nuremberg. All right? Now, I've got to back up a little bit here, and I got to fill you in a little bit on something because this is crucial.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Mike. I want to clarify because that was the same question I asked you. These are civilians, be it scoundrels.
Doesn't matter.
I can't even think of an adjective for them. But these are private citizens. Let's say private. They're public, but. Citizens, nonetheless, to be drug up in front of a military tribunal. I had asked you the question: is that constitutional?
Well, no, John. You have to remember, in a situation like this, first of all, we've been under military law since 1933. Every year, the president signs and renews that law. But that executive order that came out the 21st December declared a national emergency. So yes, it is legal.
Okay.
All right. So now. I want to back up a little bit. Up until now, I've paid very little attention, if any attention, to this QAnon that goes on this Channel 8 or whatever it is. But I was encouraged by a post I ran across last night that said by QAnon, the world is helping. Trust POTUS, the world is helping. Now, I don't know whether you guys know this or not, but Gaddafi gave $60 million to French President Sarkozy in his campaign to run for president. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
No.
Yes. Well, it's going to get better in a minute. Okay. Now, I'm not sure how much he gave to the Clinton Foundation, but let me fill you in a little bit on this. Here's the other kicker. Did you know that in 2008, Gaddafi gave $50 million to Obama in his campaign for re-election, which is illegal for Obama to take, and it was illegal for Sarkozy to take? Did you know that?
I was not aware of that either.
Okay. Now, Gaddafi signed a treaty. Most people are unaware. Gaddafi was not even in power in that overthrow. Gaddafi signed a treaty with Condoleezza Rice, agreeing to reduce his military by one half, get rid of all of his nuclear enrichment program, all of his offensive military weapons, and step down out of power, which he did.
So they could do what? Cause insurgency, arm them, and topple the Syrian government?
Hold on. I'm holding. Okay, don't get your panties in a bunch.
Okay.
All right. Chris Stevens, Benghazi fame, actually went in with his team to verify that Gaddafi did that back in 2006. Now, in 2009, gentlemen, another treaty signed by Gaddafi, McCain, Sidney Blumenthal, and Lindsey Graham reduced the Libyan military by an additional 50%. In short, they had set him up. There was 179 tons of gold, 2,000 tons of silver smuggled out of Libya after Gaddafi's overthrow, and Clinton and Obama got their share of it, along with Qatar.
Okay, we got a break coming up here.
All right, go ahead.
That's enough to put both of their keisters in jail for the rest of their natural lives, I would think.
Oh, I'm just warming up, John.
Okay, good. We'll take the break here. Michael Herzog, Steve Elkins, John Stadtmiller. We'll be right back.
The likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, by proxy, it's not Johnny that's being bad, it's Mikey Herzog. Go ahead, Michael.
All right. Hey, Mike, I've got a question before you start up again.
Sure.
That's a good question. Yeah. I read this 9-page memo here. It's pretty amazing stuff. Actually, it's repetitive quite a bit.
Yep.
But I did notice one question I had for you is that you notice in this whole document, this whole memo here, this shell game report, do you remember the video? I've played it. I know you've probably played it too, the audio portion of it, where Hillary is being interviewed and so is John McCain. And they're actually admitting that they'd created the proxy army, ISIS, and that they are funding them. Do you remember that quote?
No, I don't think I've seen that.
No, Steve. I haven't either.
And if you haven't, fire it over to me. I'll
play it on the air. How's that?
Yeah.
How long is it?
It's not that long. Actually, I'll find it in a break.
Fire it over to John. If it's not that long, we'll add that in. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're admitting it, but it's not mentioned one time here. Because I right away, I thought, that's major information. That's a confession right here.
Well,
and then nothing happened.
I'm sorry. Well, what's even more shocking to me is that people in the media, CNN, MSNBC, they're all aware of this, and they're still with the Trump collusion crap. Where when this thing blows up, do they really give a crap about having a news network anymore? Because this is going to prove them to be abject liars and obstructors of Trump and what he's been doing. This guy, Michael, if this is true and correct, this guy's not only going to drain the swamp, he's going to lob the swamp creature's heads off. Is Michael still there?
I think so.
Joe, don't take my word for it. Your buddy John B. Wells knows about this. He's had Representative Richard Black on his show. There's a whole bunch of players in that game that know all about this. Okay, so it's not just me. You know, I'm just going down here and putting the timelines together to get the audience to wrap their heads around this, because this is huge.
That's why I brought it up, and it didn't have anything to do with you. You're just relaying the information. You ferreted this stuff out. But my point is that the media, you want to talk about, I mean, is Trump going to have a ball here with the lying media saying?
John, when I had Jim and Joanne Moriarty on my show, they were over in Libya with boots on the ground, and there was reporters that were trying to get the real news out, and CNN was over. CNN is almost all CIA, and they were reporting the exact opposite of what was going on over there.
Wow.
How's that blow your mind? Okay, and Jim and Joanne Moriarty witnessed it. They were there. They saw it. Okay, so anyway, let me get back to this. Okay, so we got these three colluders. We got Sarkozy that received $60 million in campaign donations from Gaddafi. I can't find out. I've not been able to find out how much he gave to the Clinton Foundation, but leading the invasion from behind, if you will, according to Obama, he received $50 million in illegal campaigns funds from Gaddafi in his 2008 election campaign bid. And then, in 2011, after they had set them up, reduced the army down to 25% of its force, got rid of all their defensive weapons and cannons and all that stuff, under the promise of protection if Libya was to be invaded. That was part of the treaty. France, the UK, and the US double-crossed him and stabbed him, not in the back, but with a 6-inch blade up his rear end. They sodomized him before they murdered him.
Take a breath there. While you're composing yourself, let me clarify something here about Chris Stevens. Was he an asset of the CIA? Because his job was to run the guns into Libya for the big showdown, just like they've been doing to every other Middle East country. So Chris Stevens' job was to make sure that Al-Qaeda got the weapons that were paid for and made sure delivery was made. But now he's in Benghazi, and all of a sudden he ends up dead because they didn't respond to the quote-unquote, being attacked. And, of course, we now know the infamous, you know, what difference does it make, Hillary Clinton? Well, by getting rid of the witnesses that were on the ground that knew exactly was taking part in the takedown and the setup of Libya, dead man tell no tales, so he had to be taken out of the way.
You got it. Right. Now, I haven't dug total down that rabbit hole yet. I haven't even gone there, but trust me, I'll get there. Okay, so they murdered him. Now, I don't know whether you know this or not, but the good news is this. Remember when I told you? Oh, by the way, do you want to go international first, or do you want to go now? Let's go international first, all right? For those of you who do not know, and those of you who are the naysayers and the negatives, and I've got a couple of them in my chat room, by the way, the good news starts with Sarkozy's in jail.
You know, he was just, I think there's a state dinner held in his honor tonight.
French ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy, and by the way, this is out of the Washington Post, French ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy is arrested over receiving $60 million in illegal campaign funds from dead Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. He's in jail.
So they moved millions and millions of dollars worth of gold, took everything that was man. No wonder these people in Washington are so damn nervous. And it's no wonder that CNN has been leading the way of impeaching Trump. If it's a CIA operation, what the hell is Pompeo going to be taking over here?
You got it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dress, the trailer, and the
full. All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, John Stadtmiller, and down there in God's waiting room, none other than the infamous, or soon to be, Steve Elkins.
Hey, John, I just, am I there?
Yeah, you're here.
I'm not coming through my mic. Okay, I just sent over to the mic, the board up mic, the video.
Okay, did you send it to me?
It's, can Mike play it from his end or what? Or not?
No, I can't play it from my end.
No, not to you, Mike. Bordock, Mike.
No, I send it to me. I can play it from my own computer.
I will do that right here.
All righty.
Shortly, I will do that.
How long is it, Steve?
I can't tell. My mic is not coming in here.
Well, it's not your mic. It's your earphones.
Plugged in. I'm plugged in. I don't know what's going on here. Let me figure this out.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you guys, but I can't hear myself at all. So
it's okay. Kind of weird. All right.
Let me just send this over to John.
All right. Got it.
I think, you know, if it's not too long, we probably ought to fit it in there. But while you're setting that up, John,
2 minutes and 29 seconds. America funding and arming ISIS all the time.
Go ahead and play it, and then I'll continue with this. I want to hear it.
Okay, Mike, pull up my pot, please. All right, here we go.
So, here you go.
I've already the meeting in the White House over 2 years ago. Everyone in the national security team recommended arming ISIS. And
there you go. The whole national security team recommended arming ISIS. Need I say more?
Top of that, I am concerned about this report about Syrian rebels and the ceasefire with ISIS. Senator
Paul,
that's
not true. Well, it's not true. It's not true. Whether I don't care about the report. I know these people intimately. We talk to them all the time.
It's a disaster. And here's the thing. We've been funding people who are allied with ISIS. ISIS is stronger because we've been funding Islamic rebels in Syria. It's a big mistake. It's a big mistake.
We've also been funding Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And we funded them 20 years ago.
Yep.
I mean, let's remember here. The people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. We funded.
Well, dear America, solution for terrorism is not military action. The solution is you to stop funding and arming terrorists. Just take a look at what has happened in the last 16 years, and take a look at the 4 million dead bodies that the United States had a direct or indirect hand in causing in the Middle East. What do you think should happen? Because we're just talking about scurrilous funding and ducking and hiding and trying to play.
No, we're talking about something bigger than that. They took out Christopher Stevens because he could have blown the whistle on them. They ran those same guns and mercenaries. This isn't a civil war in Syria. These are the same brutal barbarians that were in Libya. Okay, they're mercenaries. They're paid. The CIA sent 250,000 of them in there after Libya was 75% disarmed and just had their way with them. They murdered at will. They raped their women. They went down the street and knocked on doors, pulled them out and shot them in the head. They cut their heads off. Okay, and it's in the DVD that I sent you. Okay,
Having said that, should they be charged with murder?
Who, the mercenaries?
Not the mercenaries, the people that were responsible for funding
absolutely,
the mercenaries.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. All right, okay. let me continue here. Now, I told you that Sarkozy's in jail. All right, now after they went in and they overthrew Libya, Libya was a first world nation in Africa. And they went in there and they did that and they brutalized them to send a message to the rest of the African leaders that you're going to goose step and get in line with the banksters or we're going to take you out as well. So they all kowtowed and signed the AFRICOM agreement, okay, and then they went down and they started looting and pillaging. We know what they're doing over in Sudan and Africa. They're looting and pillaging and sterilizing women, and I mean, they're stealing diamonds. They're doing all this stuff, right? Okay, well, guess what? Here's the second arrest. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been arrested on 14 counts. He's been charged with fraud, corruption, graft, and racketeering because he was in collusion with them. That's the second one. The third one, I'm not sure how or if she even relates to this, but the South Korean president, Lee Myung-bak, is arrested. 13, and this is just in the last few weeks, guys, 13 charges of bribery, abuse of power, coercion, and leaking government documents. Okay, that's out of the Washington Post. So when all of these naysayers out there saying that when Trump signed this executive order on the 21st of December, he flaming meant it. And not only that, it's not just over there internationally, it's domestically. Now, the question is that criminal referral that came out of those gutsy congressmen, Bob Goodlatte, Devin Nunes, and nine other congressmen that signed them, they sent criminal referrals over to Hillary Clinton. Poor Hillary Clinton, James Comey. You want to hear? Now, here's what'll really lighten me up here, okay? John, do you know where you were on 9/11 or when JFK was assassinated?
Yes, I certainly do.
Steve, do you?
Yeah, I actually do, yeah.
I guarantee you James Comey's going to remember where he was when he got the criminal referral read to him. Guess where he was?
In the Trump White House?
He was on national TV on the Democratic leftist program, The View. And they read it to him, and the blood ran out of his face. And he just sat there for about 15 seconds and just shrugged his shoulders about three times, and he didn't even have words. He was stumbling, bungling around trying to think.
Who was it on the View that asked him that question?
One of the girls, I don't know their names because I don't watch it. It wasn't Joy Behar, but it was one of the cute girls on The View that she says, oh, by the way, I just got this down. And she
because here's the deal. You know who's on The View. It's actually Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter. So there were two people that had blood running from their head.
That's a good point, John.
Wow.
Okay. Well, now... Let's go into domestically here. You want to do that?
Sure.
Because we still got all these people out there going, I'm not seeing anything happen. Be patient, folks, because it was just announced, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, 40 Republicans have announced that they are not running for reelection, including, listen to this pig, okay, Congressman Blake Farenthold. And he's stepping down for taking $84,000 of taxpayer money to settle a claim of sexual harassment suit. This is out of CNN in Washington. Blake Farenthold announced he's resigning from the House of Representatives effective Friday, a few months after the news broke that he used taxpayer money to pay a settlement to a former aide who accused the Texas Republican of sexual harassment and other misconduct. Now, that was out of CNN. The other misconduct, you want to hear what that is?
That's a rhetorical question. Doesn't require me answering in the affirmative. Go.
Well, they're not going to tell you that in mainstream news, but the other improper conduct is because this clown was running an underage prostitution ring, according to the court records, and he owns the domain name blowme.org.
Great.
Oh, gosh.
Great.
Can you believe it?
So we've got people there that are making Al Wiener look like a neophyte. 2, 3, 4. Hello?
By the way, have either of you seen either Eric Schmidt or the Podesta brothers around lately?
No. I'm sitting here thinking about this, Michael. You know, I hawk Fox News, FAUX News. And for the phony conservatism, you know, they hit all the political hot buttons as far as abortion and, you know, all the other stuff that you see out there that makes the average American, without any knowledge of anything going on, that they can always get a rise out of them by pushing the buttons. But when it comes down to something like this, when I saw Meghan McCain, that the yes, you can put lipstick on a pig. I didn't say she was ugly. She's just a pig. All of a sudden, she wasn't on what is the noontime program? I'll think of it here in a second. Outnumbered. She was one that was sitting there, and all of a sudden, one day she wasn't, with no explanation as to why she wasn't there. Kind of like the guy that's on Fox News, and what the hell was his name, was talking
Tucker
about?
Tucker Carlson.
Yes. Tucker. Yeah. Tucker, all of a sudden, he's on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got a little three-day spanking is what he got.
Well, it's more than 3 days. He was off the entire last week, and it was Kilameed that subbed for him on his Friday show, looking as nervous as a cat. Now, this guy is well-heeled. He understands the camera. He's as cool as a cucumber. When he did Tucker Carlson's show, he reminded me of a drop of water, literally, on a hot cast iron skillet. He was as nervous as a cat, and then he mentioned as an aside that while Tucker's on vacation. And I'm thinking to myself, is that a permanent vacation? Because he's the one that absolutely hammered us day after day after day. The Syrian thing is they're full of malarkey. That's not true and correct.
Michael, I know you're going to get to this a little later because this is the foreign. You're going to do the domestic, the U.S. stuff. But the smoking gun, I know you're going to get to this, and please do, is the 19,000 Swiss bank accounts.
Well, this gentleman. That's
a smoking gun.
This gentleman that did this investigation, he was appointed to do it. Okay, he was ordered to do it. That was his job. He was counterterrorism in the financial industry, so he did exactly what he was ordered to do. And he went over there and uncovered all this stuff. And ultimately, he didn't uncover the bank accounts. He just uncovered the trail of traffic and the financing and so forth. And when he came back and he gave his report, they asked him to amend his report. Mm-hmm. Because they wanted to cover up the Clinton Foundation, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia, and all this stuff. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. Oh, for the sake of your nation, you need to do that. He said, no. So they set him up, and they threw him in prison. Okay?
You know, I think we need to give a shout-out. We need to give a thanks to Mike Ribeiro, because he nailed this long before we got this now. He talked about the Clinton Foundation being a money laundering scam and the Uranium One deal. He hit this. He nailed this one. He nailed it. Ribeiro did. Got to give him credit there. Michael, take it away.
Okay. So where was I? Oh, the 19,000 Swiss bank accounts didn't come up until they sentenced Scott Bennett to prison, and there was a screw-up somewhere. They were going to send him, I think it was to Nevada, and they wound up sending him to, was it Pennsylvania? And he wound up in the same prison with this Birkenfeld guy who... He came over with these bank accounts, and he gave them to the Department of Justice, and they set him up and threw him in jail. Okay, so now these two get together in the same prison just by total accident, right? And they start colluding, and that's how they got together and wrote the report. Now, what they did with
Wait a minute. You're telling me that these two were thrown into Huskow, and it was by accident, then they got together... Compared notes, and then wrote this report?
Yes, totally by accident. It was the same way that Trump got elected, totally by accident.
John, it was pillow talk, John.
That's the irony to this. And anybody thinks that the United States government is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-seeing, there's a prime example. They have absolutely no idea what the hell they're doing.
Well, look at them. I mean, they're songing and dancing and shucking and jiving. I mean, the FBI is refusing to turn over these incriminating emails and the criminal referrals from Congress. I mean, there's how many names are in the criminal referrals? And they were in Scott. The same names that they turned over are mostly the same names in Scott Bennett's memo. Okay, so hello, you know, and that's why these people have been running around crazy, foaming at the mouth all the way through the campaign, all the way up to now through the Russian collusion and the whole thing.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I got a question for you now, Scott Bennett. He worked at U.S. Special Operations Command as liaison officer to the State Department, and he's coordinator for the counterterrorism. Now, he specialized in terrorist financing and psychological warfare, and prior to serving in the Army, worked for the Bush administration. So here's a guy that did he have a hand in this?
No, he was just an Army officer doing his job.
Okay.
What he was assigned to do is track down these terrorists. Okay?
What did they throw him in jail for?
They threw him in jail on some trumped-up charge. It's the same kind of thing they did to Michael Flynn. Okay? In other words, something along the lines of, you know, you told us in your deposition your tie was blue. Oh, I forgot it's really red.
It depends on what your definition of is. Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Okay. So anyway, here we are. You know, you've got the FBI and the Congress is threatening, contempt. They're threatening impeachment for these FBI. And the FBI said, no, it's going to take us at least 15 months to put these things all together. No, it's not. Turn them over, okay? They won't turn them over because they know that they'll prove exactly what Bennett is talking about. So it's like peeling away the stinking
Wait a minute. The thought just struck me. We got a consummate deal maker now in the White House sitting behind the presidential desk.
Uh-huh.
And I've said this before, Michael, that how this generally works is you get a juicy one, you squeeze them a little bit and see what comes out. And then you offer them immunity for them to spill the entire thing. And then you just go up the food chain until you get the really, really juicy ones, but you don't cut any deals there. That's when you start nailing nails in their coffins.
That's exactly what they're doing, John.
Wow.
And I'm just asking the audience to be patient, because this is for real. They're not playing around here, okay? And I've got this verified by a number of different very, very high-level people, including military and including a state senator. So I'm sorry, but if you don't believe this, folks, then you know it's time to start, I don't know, getting a little more pop, because this is heavy.
Well, so, you know, I'm going to end up looking like a freaking genius out of this thing, because I've had Jamie Kelso on with the program right after mine for what? How long, Mike, now? 2 years? Almost 2 years. I'm gonna look like a freaking clairvoyant here.
So, Michael?
Yeah.
Question when you get back. Okay.
All right, let's take the break here. We'll open up the phones into the next hour, but please, let me announce when I'll open up the phones. I've got a bigger audience right now than 9/11. And I'm going to ask you to do us all a favor while you're still here. Send Ron McDonald, the guy that's been doing my show with me on Mondays here for 8 years, send him an email. He's going under the knife tomorrow. Ron364@gmail.com, please.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
short segment here. Michael?
Yeah. Hey, you want a bit of humor? You know what we ought to do?
Mm.
We ought to start following Comey and Hillary around at their book signings and just go up and say, just sign it, Officer Scott Bennett, and watch the blood run out of their face.
Or I have this report that you have read. Can I get your signature on this before you go to jail?
Well, actually, I actually thought they were going to hand out indictments at the Barbara Bush funeral. As they exited, I figured, well, this is a good time. You got all the rats together. Let's start handing out the indictments right here.
Somebody tried to take advantage of Barbara Bush passing, and they came out, and the other day it was a false story, and I had to track it down to check the veracity of it, that Bush Sr. had died. And I thought, yes!
No, I've got George H.W. Bush here. Let's see. Rush to the hospital. Go towards the light, George. The devil is nipping at your heels.
Don't go to the light. Don't go to the light. Oh, my God. Guys, and I'm sitting here, and my brain's reeling. Is this going to shut up the anti-Trump people, the people that are just, they absolutely have no idea what the hell's going on because they're watching CNN or they're getting their tips from Don Lemon or they're watching MSNBC and the wife of Alan Greenspan. I even forget the pockmarked lady's name. And all the socialist programming, I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm trying to get my mind wrapped around if this is successful. And it plays out like we're describing. I mean, here's a mouthful. Donald J. Trump may go down in history as one of the most important presidents this country's had since Washington.
Did you guys catch the tarmac meeting in that report? You know, I've got a report. You know, the tarmac meeting. Hold on just a second. Where did I see this here? The Lynch-Clinton tarmac meeting, Clinton, when he was on the jet, offered Lynch a seat on the Supreme Court in turn for leaving the decision to the FBI. Okay?
Oh.
Remember when she backed off and she said, well, we're going to let the FBI make the decision on that?
We just small-talked about this, that, and the other.
Oh, yeah. Golf and babies. Yeah,
yeah, I know. Golf babies. And babies.
Yeah. But they didn't
mention that they were using babies as golf balls.
No. Okay. No, but you're talking about the world waking up to Facebook, you know, the surveillance and the snooping. After the Zuckerberg testimony, the executives at Facebook are selling off their Facebook stock.
maybe we're getting prematurely giddy here.
No, I don't think so, John. I don't, because I've got more for you. I'm not done yet.
Okay,
I mean, we can open the phone lines, but I've got a whole litany of
resignations. No, not until I say so. I don't want the phone stacking up and I get under pressure while I got callers hauling. I'm asking people to hold their phone calls until you hear me say the phone lines are now open.
Okay. All right. Well, can I continue then?
You got about a minute before top of the hour break.
Well, Steve, you had a question for me. Go ahead.
God, I'm sorry.
You forgot.
Make
I'm writing
notes.
To Ron. I'm trying to send some stuff over to Ron.
Just write it on the palm of your hand.
Well, look, you know, it's the rabid dogs. Cohen's office is raided, you know, desperate to find anything for the defense. Completely destroyed faith in Americans' attorney-client privilege, which only proves they're back in a corner like rabid dogs. The Trump Tower fire, the psychotic actions from the left, they're cornered rats, guys. It's the end of the banks.
Remember my question now. Question.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael, are we going to see the rats turning on the other rats? That's my question.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to see.
So they're going to be cutting deals?
Wait a minute. I asked that question 15 minutes ago. That was my analogy of squeezing them to see what comes out of them.
You're going to see them jumping off of buildings, guys.
Good. Oh, God. Awesome.
No. I'm going to be down there with nuts because I want their carcasses rotting in jail.
All right,
No easy way out on this one. You're going to be locked up for the rest of your lives.
You see why I'm in a good mood, John?
I can see why. Okay, we'll take top of the hour break, folks. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Don't you dare go away.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.